Blog Talk Radio.
Totally Heal Radio. How y'all doing this morning? I am so excited, and I'm definitely on fire to inspire this morning. Tomorrow will mark the first day that we have our first fundraiser event for my foundation, Tilo and Silly Cell Foundation International, where I advocate for sickle cell disease for children and adults with sickle cell. And, of course, y'all know I advocate for hope, health, and healing. That's what it's all about for me. And about 7 years ago, God gave me a vision of a character for sickle cell because sickle cell is a disease that's been around for over 100 years, and it doesn't really get exposure the way it should, get the attention it should get, like other diseases like cancer, HIV and AIDS. And so I thank God that is that I was born with this disease, but I was healed from this disease as well as cancer. And so, but being born with this disease and going through all the hurt and the pain that I went through and all the suffering, then I can be a voice for those that are currently going through this now, a voice of hope, a voice of health and healing. And that's what this show is all about. It was birthed out of my foundation. It was birthed out of the fact that God healed me. And I wanted people to know that, yes, this is, they say it's an incurable disease and supposed to be a lifelong thing. And supposedly, you're supposed to die early. But I'm still here by the grace of God. They told me that I was supposed to experience a type of blindness by the time I was 24. But I thank you, Jesus, that I am not suffering with any blindness. And, I mean, God just been good. And I'm so excited to be doing this event tomorrow so that people can be educated and be aware of this disease. But also, my main thing is for people to be healed. But if you don't know what sickle cell disease is, sickle cell is a rare blood disease, and there's over 200,000 cases per year of this disease. One of my babies, and I want y'all to be praying for him, and we want to give a shout out to Zaire Tucker that's in the hospital right now. He was supposed to be with us on tomorrow and be rapping, and he's 14 years old, going on 15, and he's a great advocate himself. And his mother, LaToya Tucker, we want to give a shout out to them because he's in the hospital at Eggleston. And so y'all keep him in your prayers. But we definitely, want to be a voice and we want to get the word out concerning you. And we want to let that be known that you can be healed, delivered, and set free. And that God has a plan for their life. But for those of you that are listening and you don't know what this disease is, it's a rare blood disease where the red blood cells turn to sickle shapes like crescent moons. It is an inherited group of disorder, red blood cells, They contort into a sickle shape. The cells die early, leaving a shortage of healthy red blood cells. And it's called sickle cell anemia. But what a lot of people are not aware of, that is that, you know, there are more than one type. Cause they call all of them sickle cell anemia. But there is sickle cell anemia. There is sickle cell hemoglobin C disease, which is what I was born with before I was born again and healed from beta zero. And so there are a few, you know, with different names to them. And, you know, we want to talk about that. We want to shed light on that. We want to let, you know, want people to come out and support this group of people. We don't want them to be left out. God didn't leave them out. God came to heal, to save, and deliver all. And this group is no different. So I thank y'all for tuning in and listening, and I'm looking forward to y'all coming out on tomorrow at 5:30. They'll be singing, they'll be dancing. Well, yeah, they'll be dancing, there'll be food, and I'm just so excited about that. So y'all can go ahead and start hitting the ones so I can bring y'all on in and somebody else can talk besides me. And let's talk about this thing called sickle cell, and let's talk about this event called the Red Affair. You know, God gave me an idea last year called I Choose Red, and I did that all for 2016. I Choose Red for Sickle Cell for Life, and it was a great success. People from all over the world sent me pictures of them in red, people from India, people from Africa, and I've been to talk to people all over the world that suffer with this disease and the shortage of medication, the shortage of help in the different countries. So we're so excited and look so forward to being able to share with people all over the world the healing and hope and the health part that God has given me for this ministry, for this community, because a lot of people are advocating because their children are going through, their sister or their brother, but not a lot of people are bringing, you know, but you're starting to see it more wellness and whole healing. But I brought wellness people on the show, and we'll be bringing more so we can teach them how to eat and live. And that's the most important thing, live and not die for the cloud of works of the Lord concerning this disease. So we got our first person calling in. Let's bring them on. Good morning. You're on Totally Healed Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's speaking?
Coco speaks.
Oh, we got our first. Y'all, the Courtneys are going to be with us on tomorrow. But this is one half of the Courtney, Miss Coco Speaks, who does spoken words. She's a singer and a dancer. And she happens to be my daughter. So we're so excited about that. Ms. Coco Speaks, what you got for us today? Talk to us about what you're going to do tomorrow at the event.
I have a spoken word to prepare for tomorrow that's specifically dedicated to the sickle cell community called What Now?
Okay. You want to share that with us today?
Sure. You ready?
I'm ready. Whenever you are, I'm ready.
Okay. What now? You weren't supposed to be here. Abortion before birthing, death before life, wrong before right. You weren't supposed to make it past 5 years of life. Hurt before health, pain before gain. You were supposed to be nothing. You ain't nothing, ain't gonna ever be nothing. Don't you even think about nothing. But you're here. You made it past five and older. You're more than nothing. You're someone, something. God's chosen and anointed one. So what now? Those tears you cried were not in vain. Those aches and pain before the rain were only to set you aside for a setup from God. And we positioned the team to prepare you for the best of you. See, before you were born, there were already people speaking against your life, and then all through your life, you have everybody telling you everything you can't be. Before you know it, you have yet to see the best of you because you've adapted to what they said you could and could not do. But you're here. You're growing daily. Your words no longer exist. So, what now?
All right. What now? community. What now? It's time to show off your gifts and your talents and be all that God has for you to be. Now, Miss Coco Speaks will also be dancing and singing with the other Courtney tomorrow. Did you want to give us a sample of a little bit of what you're going to be singing tomorrow so the audience can know?
Sure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That's a little taste of what y'all gonna get on tomorrow, and it's gonna be double the anointing because it's gonna be two of them singing on tomorrow. And we call them, I lovingly call them the Courtneys. And so I thank God that, you know, for my daughter, Miss Coco Speaks. You want to tell them about your poetry book that'll be on for sale tomorrow? Miss Coco?
It's called I'll Say It For You.
And how did you come up with that title?
I used to share my poetry before I put it into a book. I used to just share it through Facebook and friends all the time, and a lot of people kept saying to me that the way I write, it's like I say exactly how they feel, and they just didn't know how to put it into words, and so I put it all in a book and called I'll Say It For You.
Amen. That's awesome. So we always want to support our young people, and I thank God for my baby girl. She knows firsthand what a person with sickle cell goes through, being raised up with me as her mother, but she also knows firsthand what healing looked like with me being her mother. So I thank God for her. Thank you so much for calling in and joining us. So if you want to hear that again, live, live in color, tomorrow at 5:30 at Red Affair in Conyers, Georgia, 1303 Parker Road, Suite G at Kingdom Work International Ministry, which we will be at Kingdom Work on tonight at 7 p.m. for Saturday Night Live. So you don't want to miss that either. Now, Michael is with us as well, and he has a piece. Michael Thomas, we thank God for him. He's one of our new youth at Kingdom Work International Ministry, and he is on fire for God. So what you got for us? He wrote a special piece for the event on tomorrow, so we want to hear it. What you got, Mr. Thomas?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. It's called, the piece that I wrote is called The Son of a King. It goes like this. Attention also. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and I ain't talking no yellow brick road. My Father has a place prepared for us to stay, as above, so below, the kingdom of gold. I can talk about me, drugs, and combat, but I'd rather point the way to the Father by where the Son at. A true story of glory, it gets gory and allegory. Death to the flesh is like the sunset, but that's when the sun rise, that's when we all rise, and we begin to profess, and Christ ain't even done yet. We all babies, we newborn, not conform, but transform. You don't have to fight for what's yours, it's your inheritance. He knows your spirit's heritage, you all God's righteousness. I speak life longevity, you all prosperous. We are all one son, sons of the King.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We got to encourage our young people. Thank you so much. Michael, what was your inspiration for that piece?
My inspiration was just me being fired up by the Spirit of Christ. It's just me. I just say that, you know, Christ has definitely allowed me to see, you know, how the devil moves, and, you know what I'm saying, and see how he can tear some people down, you know what I'm saying, just with just through adversity. And also at the end of that dark road is always a bright light that shines, you know what I'm saying? And when you overcome that adversity, it's always trying and blessings at the end of the road. So to never give up on yourself, to never give up on life, and to Christ, you know, greater is He that's in us than He is in the world. So we can always strive, you know, for greatness, man, always.
Amen. Thanks so much, Michael. I appreciate that so much. Yeah, that was absolutely awesome. You spoke light in your peace, and I thank God for that, because that's what we need to this every day is life. Live. That's what we want. So I appreciate it. So y'all will get a chance to see Michael speak peace on tomorrow. Come out and celebrate, and let the Sister community know that you do support them, and you may not understand directly the pain and suffering that they're going through, but you can empathize with them, that you want healing and health and hope for this community. Thank you, Coco Speaks and Michael Thomas. We appreciate it, and we will see you guys on tomorrow.
You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome.
We have our next caller. Good morning, you're on with Toli Hill.
Good morning, Prophetess Angel. This is Wakanda. How are you?
Glory to God. I am wonderful, woman of God. Now, this great woman of God right here is going to dance for us tomorrow. Talk to us about this song that you're going to be dancing to tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Well, the song for tomorrow is... it's about praise. It's about praising God for what He has already done, what He's already accomplished. And we're taking hold of everything He said and receiving it, receiving life, receiving health, receiving healing, and we're praising Him for it.
Amen. Amen. You know, I'm so glad that you called in. This is our youth pastor at Kingdom Works International. Did you get a chance to hear a couple of your youth this morning?
Yes. Well, I'm telling you, I got so stirred up, and you know, at one point I wanted to cry, really, even as I heard Courtney began to sing, and she said, "Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb." And I said, "You know what?" I said, "That's what it's about." Because He is worthy, He is holy, He is above every other name, and that includes sickle cell, that includes cancer, that includes AIDS, that includes any disease that there is. And so that's really what it's about, because when we are in that place where we just worship Him, we begin to worship Him for who He is, then all of that, then everything else seems small and insignificant, and everything else becomes just annihilated in the presence of a holy and awesome and mighty God. So that truly blessed me. And Mike, I tell you, He is such a joy. He is a joy. Every time I see Him, my heart is just like, oh my gosh, you know. And so I praise God for it. I'm so excited.
I feel you, sister. Yes, God. And it's something to be excited about. You know, these young people could be doing anything else, you know, but they just got their time, you know, to be, you know, well, first of all, they in Christ Jesus, you know. So that's something to give God glory and praise about right there. You know what I'm saying? And then they took out their time and their schedule for a worthy cause, You know, when you think about a Friday night, a Saturday night, or a Sunday, you know, you could be at the movies, you could be doing a whole lot of other things, but you took out your time. You know, Michael wrote that piece specifically for me because I asked him, and I appreciate that so much. And I think it was so powerful because it's not happening. I'm just about a sticker cell, about helping. And that's what I want for the cell community. So I appreciate him so much for spending it. And I appreciate my sister. This year has so much energy. Y'all get ready. Be like her when I grow up. She might be, if you make it out to the night, she might take a lap around the church. You'll know that's her. Amen. But she's going to dance with us on Sunday. And we inviting y'all to come put a praise on your healing on tomorrow. Is
yes.
that right, Minister?
Yes. Lord, that's
thank you
absolutely
so much.
Correct.
Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for being a part of the Red Affair crew. I appreciate your time and your services and your commitment so much. It means a lot to me. And God bless you.
Amen.
Dearly.
I appreciate you.
Ma'am, talk to you soon. See you tonight.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Saturday Night Live.
Thank you for calling
7 o'clock.
Saturday Night Live. Where's it going to be at, McKenna?
At Kingdom Works International Ministry. What'd you say?
Come on.
So Kingdom Works International Ministry. 1303 Parker Road, Suite G in Conyers, Georgia. You don't want to miss it.
Come to Saturday Night Live experience. If you recognize that voice, maybe you're on a calling list and you hear that voice come to your phone every now and again, every week, inviting you out. Well, that is Minister right there. So if you want to hear that voice in person, you want to see her dance, come out tonight. Come out tomorrow afternoon at 5:30. We want to see you there. Thank you so much, my sister. Love you much.
Thank you. Love you too.
All right. Glory to God. Good
Hello.
Morning. You're in Totally Healed Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Cheryl Board. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful, Miss Cheryl Board. Thank y'all so. Thank you so much for calling in. Y'all got to understand, this is my 501c3 sponsor calling in, and she has been covering us, and we thank God for her so much. She has donated socks and scarves and stuff for the event tomorrow. So y'all got to come out. I'm telling you, God has set us up for such a wonderful thing, and it's going to be a blessing. I wanted people born with sickle cell and people that have been blessed by Tilo and Silly Cell Foundation to come in. So talk to us, Miss Cheryl.
Well,
why,
you know,
you
first
of
all, well, Angel, first of all, you and I have been on this journey almost 5 years. I never forget when you first walked into my office and started talking about your organization. And not only you having the illness yourself, but your love and your passion for all the children so much around touched my heart, because you know, you and I bonded over children in need. So it was just such a blessing to have someone that reached out to children like I did. So it was just one of those things. And like I said, when it came to whatever I could do to help your cause along the way, I've tried to be there each step of the way. You've gotten ill, I've gotten ill, but God keeps bringing us back together. And I just know with him putting us together and all these other wonderful people that are going to be part of tomorrow night, okay, he's going to be in the house. He's going to touch every one of us. Okay,
oh, yes,
God is going to be in the mix tomorrow, and it is just going to be such an awesome and powerful event.
Yes, yes, it will. Yes, it is. It is, by God, you know. I didn't have a whole lot to do with it, you know what I'm saying? I just did what he told me to do. So I appreciate that so much, Ms. Cheryl. Thank you. Vision and the Bible, and so you are one of my runners. You're one of those people that have seen this vision and has ran with it so grateful to God for that. And thank you so much for calling in, and thank you. She'll be there on tomorrow.
Absolutely.
She'll be at the door, so that she'll be taking
yeah,
care of that.
I want everybody that can hear us to come on out, because we're going to have a great time. There's going to be some great food, okay, and it's all going for a worthy cause. So I think everybody in Conyers, if you ain't got nothing to do, football season is over, come on out and be blessed through the night.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Cheryl. See you on tomorrow.
All right. We see you later. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Glory to God. So excited, you know. If you're on and you want to speak, please hit one. You know, I just want people to know that this event will not be like other sickle cell events. This event is about healing. It's not just about sickle cell. We do bring awareness to that disease, but I am a living testimony of healing, and I would love for, you know, my apostle, the bishop, my apostle, she knows firsthand healing. When I first came to her, I was going in and out of the hospital every month. And now today, I mean, I'm up at 5 and 6 o'clock a.m. in the morning, and sometimes I don't get back till get home till or get to sleep till 12 or 1 o'clock at night, but I'm back up the next morning. And there was a time that I couldn't even get out of the bed before 12 o'clock. So when I tell you that God has been good to me, he has healed me, and I just want to be a testament to others that you can be healed. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what the textbook says. By his stripes, we are already healed. You just got to that realization that you're healed. So the Red Affair is not so much to have an event so we can boo-hoo and cry about. Just an event so that you can learn that you can be healed, so that you can get hope, that you can get inspired. And I promise you, at Kingdom Works and International, there's so much healing flowing around in that building that you're probably going to get healed when you come on the parking lot and walk through the door. And that's my heart's desire. So I'm telling you, if you want to talk, push one, and we'll bring you in on. If Apostle Zoe, if Bishop is listed, I love y'all. To sit the one and talk. I know y'all might not be able to be there tomorrow, but Apostle Zoe knows firsthand how God has touched me and healed me. And I want y'all to meet the person that God, that was so instrumental in my life, that brought about the healing just by teaching me the word of God. Just by teaching me the word of God and me taking it in wholeheartedly, my life has totally transformed. If you personally know me, if you've met me, if you've seen me when I was in and out of the hospital, and you see me now, you would know that there's a total difference that has happened in my life. And I'm just so grateful to God for what he's done. And I want this community to see what God has done in my life and know that he'll do the same thing for you. We have another caller. We're going to bring them on. Good morning. You're with Totally Healed Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Pam with Pam's Pie.
Hello, Pam.
I am the potato for tomorrow, and I'm excited. I'm excited for you. I'm excited what the Lord is doing, and I'm excited about catering the event because I pray, and I pray all is well. I pray over the food. I pray that it's tasty. I pray that there's a healing and there's a restoring, a renewing, and a mind change. And I pray that after your event that they are more than conquerors, that they know, and when they see your life and see what the Lord has done for you, that they can be healed as well. And I pray that this go all over the world. That this just not one thing, not one event, but this event just go everywhere, all over the world. And I pray that the Lord use you mightily in your team.
Thank you so much, Pam. Yeah, as y'all heard, she's our caterer, so know y'all going to eat real good tomorrow. And I'm telling you, there is healing in Pam pies. So y'all got to come just so y'all can taste the pies. And thank you so much. You were such a blessing as we were going shopping on yesterday. for the event on Thursday, just in Sam. That's how you know when you are totally in the will of God. The young lady who was helping me get the picture that's going to go on the cake, she said, you having a visit for 6L? Well, my son has to sell. So I invited them out. The young man's name is Power, and he sings and raps. And so they'll not be able to call into the show this morning, but they will be there on tomorrow. So that was such a joy and such a blessing. And thank you so much, Pam, for all that you're doing to make this event a success. And thank you for calling me, and I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Love you, sir.
Y'all heard it here first. He's going to be on deck. Michael Thomas is going to be in building doing his poetry. And it's just so much more, so many things. You've heard Minister with Kendra. She's going to be there to put a praise on it. So we want you to come in and enjoy yourself. But we don't want you to leave the same way you came. If you're coming in with an illness, with a sickness, we want you to leave that healed. I just want y'all to know this thing is real. The healing is real. When I first started being an advocate, my slogan was, this pain is real, because I knew the pain all too well. But as God began to heal me and deliver me, I changed over to serving you the health, hope, and healing. And so I'm telling you that this healing is real. By his stripes, we are healed, already healed. We were healed already over 2,000 years ago. And when you come to that knowledge, you can receive your healing. You can embrace your healing. And even as you're listening to this call this morning, accept your healing. Know that God has something great for you. I could not have been doing all that I'm doing right now had I accepted and embraced the healing that God had already done for me. I didn't just hear the word, but I became a doer of the word. I believed the word. I accepted the word what it was, which is real. So I'm telling you, and you can get the same thing. God is not a respect person. He didn't heal Angel and going to leave everybody else sick with sickle cell. No, he wants you to be healed too. He wants, no matter whether it's sickle cell, whether it's cancer, whether it's lupus, whether it's HIV and AIDS, God wants you healed. Jesus shed his blood for your healing. He was beat for your healing. So be healed in Jesus. And receive your, I don't know how many others that are going to be a part are on, but if you're on, please hit one so I can bring you on so that you can talk to people and give them a little bit about what you're going to do tomorrow. But I'm just, you know, really, really, really excited about the glory of God. I'm really excited about what he's doing and how he brought this, you know, together. I did a rally a few years ago, and it was good. But this is really my officially first event for my foundation. I've been doing this about 7 years, and God has truly just been faithful. And I said, you know, the amazing part, when I first started this 7 years ago, I wasn't even totally well, you know, myself. I was still going in and out of hospital. But today I can say I don't have that same testimony anymore. I do have a testimony of healing. And I want to share that testimony with all of you. I want you to see it for yourself. Glory to God. My daughter put up some pictures the other morning about where she had did my hair. My hair had grew so long. And, you know, I was like, man, God, you are really restoring my youth. Because there was a time that my hair was coming out. There was a time that, like I was telling y'all, I couldn't get out of bed. I remember there was a time that I could not even lift my hands and pray and worship God like I want to. So I get a chance. I'm in the house of the Lord worshiping and praising him because I know, if don't nobody else know, what he's done for me and what he's brought me through. And I'm grateful to God for that. And I'm thank him for allowing me to have this platform. Totally Healed Radio, that's what it's all about. It's about healing. It's not about anything else. You can be healed from every area of life. Not only was I healed from sickle cell and cancer, but I was healed from poverty, from place to place and homelessness. And, you know, the home that I am in now, I've been in home for 15 months. and I'm getting ready to buy me a house. And so I'm telling you, God can heal you from anything. I don't care what you're going through. Let God heal you. Let him do it. Let him take full control of your life. Accept it, because the healing is already there. All you got to do is say, you know what, I receive my healing right where you are, and he'll do it. And then you begin to take steps towards it, meaning that we still have to eat right. We still got to exercise. God has a certain foods and herbs that, you know, for our body. So we can't, you know, say we heal and then continue to eat anything that we want to eat. No, we still got to use wisdom. Wisdom for long life. We still have to eat right. We still got to exercise. We still have to drink water and do all the things that we need to do to stay healthy and to show God, you know what, I appreciate you giving me this body that I dwell in, that I hope your spirit in. So, you know what, I'm going to do right by this body. And feed yourself the word continually. So there are times that I would lay in my bed and just listen to healing scriptures over and over again when symptoms may come. So I'll pick, I'll listen to them and get them in my spirit over and over and over again. You don't stop. I don't stop because I'm healed. So I'm just, I'm done. I don't have to listen to the word anymore. No, I still need the word so that he can continue to do a work in my life. So I make sure that when it's time for Bible study, I'm in the house. When it's time for service, I'm in the house. And when I'm not in Bible study, in church, that is in my own alone time, that I take out time with God, that I take out time and pray, that I take out time and read my word. And I like to listen to audio. So I like to get that in my spirit so that my spirit can house the word of God. So I'm just grateful. I thank God for all of you that are listening. If there are any more of my people that are going to be on tomorrow, if you could hit the one, I can bring you on. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning. You are in tune to Totally Healed.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Prophet Man. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. Now, this man of God is our worship leader at Kingdom Works International, and he's going to bless us with some worship on tomorrow. Is that not right?
That's what you told me to do. I guess I'm about to be obedient. Lord. Well, you know what? And maybe some laughter, maybe just whatever God says, because I believe laughter is medicine. But I really even believe for tomorrow that not only for, you know, for physical healing, but for spiritual healing, you know, for people that are experiencing, you know, see, a lot of people don't have physical ailments, but there's people that spiritually that are bound, that are spiritually, that are in sickness and don't even know that they're sick. And so my prayer is even I wish I shared a couple of weeks ago, but the story of the lepers is so powerful. The 10 lepers, the Bible says, as they went, they were healed. And I believe in tomorrow people come, and as people go through their daily week, that healing will spring forth them. They don't even realize that they're healed.
Wow.
You know, and I believe that's what happened with the lepers. There was some point, I don't know if it was step one or if it was step 100 or if it was step 1,000, but some point in their journey, they were healed. Because and this is the thing, I really believe that's how it happens when God does a healing in you. And I believe even tomorrow that as the people come, healings happen. As they're going through their daily routines, people are going to happen. As they're dropping, healing is happening. That's the way healing happens. Just the way sickness comes upon you, healing will come upon you the same way.
Amen. Glory to God.
So I'm just believing tomorrow, because I believe laughter is medicine. I believe that in the presence of God, there's fullness of joy, there's healing, there's in his presence. So whatever God requires me to do tomorrow, man, I'm just open to just be that vessel.
Praise God. I appreciate that, man of God. That is so awesome, everything that you're saying. Do me a favor while you're on the line. You know, that normally is at the end of my show. But while you're on the line, you can either hang out with me till the end, or you could go ahead and pray for the sickle cell community and for those that may be sick or ill right now and need prayer for healing. Can you pray for them?
Okay. Yeah, I can pray now. All right, so Father God, we just bless you just for your faithfulness. Father, great is your faithfulness toward us. Father, I thank you now, even first for this event that's going to happen tomorrow. But, Father, I thank you, oh God, for this event that is going to be a catalyst, that is going to be a place of healing, a place of deliverance, a place of people just becoming set free from every sickness, every spirit, every physical sickness. Father, thank you, oh God, that you are Jehovah, that you are Jehovah Shalom, that you are Jehovah Zikanu, that you are Jehovah Rapha. Father, in every name of God that you are, Father, I thank you that you be that in the people's lives. Father, not only just freedom from sickle cell, freedom from diabetes, freedom from high blood pressure, freedom from HIV, AIDS, freedom from every sexually transmitted diseases. Father, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you are the healer. Father, and I thank you that there's nothing that's too hard for you. Father, that there's nothing that's impossible for you. Father, that there's nothing that you cannot do. Father, is there anything too hard for you? Father, there's nothing that's too hard for you.
Thank
Father,
you.
I thank you, God, that diabetes is not too hard for you to heal. It's not too hard for you to heal. That lupus is not too hard for you.
It's not too hard for you to heal.
Father, I thank you, oh God, that there's healing in your wings. Father, we declare that the Son of God shall rise with healing in his wings, oh God. And I thank you tomorrow, oh God, that healing springs forth. Oh God, I thank you that healing springs forth. That healing springs forth. That healing springs forth. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that you are the healer. Father, I thank you, oh God, that faith arises in your people. Father, that faith arises in your people to believe you like never before. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, for the testimonies that's coming. Father, even this week, even starting tomorrow, Father, even as the broadcast is going on, I thank you, oh God, that healing is happening. Handa bahoshanda. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you.
Thank you, Father. Glory
Father,
to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God, we declare that as this broadcast replays, that people will be healed in the mighty name of Jesus from all sickness and all disease in Jesus' name, that they will be at ease and not disease. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Prophet Van. I appreciate that. Glory to God. I know that our listeners were blessed by that prayer, and those will hear the replay will be blessed by that prayer to heal. And I'm with you. I expect healing. I expect nothing less. You know, when you talk about the lepers, there were 10 lepers, but only one of them came back and said thank you. And I often like to refer myself as that one leper, so because I believe in coming back and telling God thank you. Don't forget about God when you get your healing. You know what I'm saying? God didn't heal my body for me to go out there and just do anything with my body. He healed my body so I could declare the works of the Lord. And so that's what I'm doing through this radio show. That's what I'm doing through my foundation and the food ministry and all the other things out there. It's just to bring God glory and honor because I know that's what he healed me and delivered me and set me free for in order to bring him glory and to bring him honor. And so I thank you so much, man of God. You have got me all stirred up over here all over again, and I appreciate you so much. And I thank you for your love and your support of this event, and he's also one of our radio sponsors now. And so we thank God for that, and we appreciate you. And thank you so much for calling in.
Amen. All right, love you.
Love you too. God bless. Amen. Glory to God, y'all. Man, God, I'm telling you, God is going to show up in this place tomorrow. And I just want you to be there to experience the glory of God, experience the healing of God in the mighty and blessed name of Jesus, because he's going to be in the building. He's already in that building. We saturate that place every week with healing with worship and praise and healing in the word on Wednesdays and Saturday night. And so I'm telling you, the spirit of healing is already in that place. I think we have another caller. Let me bring them on. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. You're on with Totally Healed. Okay. Glory to God. So I'm just excited, and I'm excited about the opportunity to do all that I'm doing, because, like I said, with, you know, some years ago, I would not be in the position that I am right now, because I was sick all the time. You know, I had the vision, but I couldn't even make it to support other people's events because I was in the hospital or I was sick. And so, you know, the blessing about me being able to be an advocate and a voice for sickle cell is that I can, you know, be that voice, be somebody that knows what these people have gone through, and be a voice of hope that you can be healed, because if he healed me, he'll heal you. He's not a respecter of persons. And so I'm so grateful to God for that. You know, he's not a respecter of persons, so he's not going to just heal me and leave you the same way that you are. If you want to be healed, receive your healing on today. Receive all that God has already done for you. He wants to do it for you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free, not just your body, in every area of your life. Because I'm telling you, if you was a millionaire, and there are some millionaires maybe like that, but, you know, you don't want to get wealthy, and then you can't even get up out your bed to spend your money and make sure that you have everything that you need. So the word says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. And how is your soul going to prosper? It's going to prosper by you getting in the word and listening to the word. And in order to do that, you need a preacher. So if we have a couple more people on the line, if you would like to speak, hit one and we'll bring you on. But I'm telling you, it is our time. It's God's time. So it's our time. It's his children's time. It's time for us to stand up and be counted and bring glory to the Father and be all that he's called us to be, because he didn't put you on this earth for nothing. When he put you on this earth, he put a gift and put a talent in you, and he wants that to be manifested. He wants people to see it. He wants people to hear it. You know, he wants people to be blessed by what he put you on this earth for. So he gave you a gift. Use your gift. Use your talent. Don't sit back and say, you know, well, I think I can, or I used to do that, but I don't do that anymore. He's a restorer. Anything that you lost, he will restore. If he can restore your youth, what about everything else? What about your gift? What about your talent? Anything that's lying dormant, we speak to it to come to life now, that it lies dormant no more. In the mighty name of Jesus, that it lies dormant no more. God wants you to live, and he don't want you to just live, but he wants you to live life more abundantly. That's what it's all about. He wants you to have abundant life. A lot of people just walking around here living, but are they living life more abundantly? Are they enjoying life? Are you enjoying life? Are you walking around with a smile on your face? Are you walking around sad? He wants you to live, and he wants you to be happy. He wants you to have joy. And if you're listening, if you want to speak, you're part of the sickle cell community, and you have something to say, or you're coming out tomorrow, hit one, and we'll bring you on the call. But I love you guys so much, and I'm telling you that this ministry was birthed out of all that God has done for me. We have another caller. Good morning. You're in tune to Totally Healed.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, Prophetess Angel?
I am wonderful. How about yourself?
I am awesome. Amazed. I'm blessed. I'm just better than blessed, I tell you.
Glory to God. Who am I speaking with?
This is Miss On Fire the Inspire.
I thought so. You called in. You gone in from a different number on me, so I didn't know who I was speaking to. Glory to
yes,
God.
Ma'am.
We thank God for you, woman of God. I tell you, this show today would not be possible if it was not for you. And I thank God for you seeing the vision and believing in me, Tilo and Silly Cell and Tony Hill. You know, you don't understand how much that means to me. It means a lot to me. So I thank you for, you know, giving me a platform and producing this show so that, you know, I can, so that people can be healed, so that I can make people, you know, do awareness. You know, but like I often tell people that my slogan is serving you divine help, hope, and healing. And so that's what this show about, bringing you hope, bringing you health, and bringing you healing. And so what you want to say to the people today, Miss On Fire and Fire?
I just want to say, come on out and support a great cause tomorrow. Come be enlightened. Come be educated, entertained, and just be uplifted, because you're going to have a bunch of light and life in the place. So you definitely want to come out tomorrow at 5:30. And the address is 1303 Parker Road, Suite G. I'm telling you, it's going to be some great giveaways. Your children under the age of 15 are going to be free. So where can you go that all your kids get in free? And then on 15 to 18, I support at a great, great cause. And I'm excited about being able to come as well.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, you know, for your support and your love, you know, over the years. And you are one of my sisters that, you know, can attest, you know, to my testimony of healing. You know, I was sharing with them that I used to could not even get out of the bed before, you know, 12 o'clock. There was a time that I wouldn't be able to do this event, you know, because I was always in and out of the hospital. And so to not just be able to do this event, you know, but also to be getting up, you know, every morning at 5:30, 6 o'clock in prayer. And sometimes we don't get to bed till after midnight, but we up again the next morning. You know that's God. You know that's God. And so I want everybody else to experience the same thing that God has done for me, because he's not a respectable person.
And here's the thing.
Amen, my sister.
Yes, amen. All that is there for them, that's already here for them. All they have to do is come into agreement and come into the knowledge that is here for them, and that their healing is here. Their joy is here. Their success is here. Their victory is already here. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about every person that will be performing and ministering tomorrow. I'm excited about the young people using their gifts, talents, and abilities to just give God glory. I'm just excited.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for dialing in, Ms. On Fire to Inspire, and being with us. We love you much, and we will see you tonight. I'm inviting you out to Saturday Night Live, you know, at 7 p.m. in Conyers, Georgia, 1303 Parker Road, because the healing, you don't have to wait till tomorrow to get your healing. If you can get it right now, and it can start today. You can come out and celebrate to the pre-celebration tonight at Kingdom Works International at 7 p.m.
This is correct. This is correct. Yes, ma'am. Ma'am. I'm telling you, so worship. That's a true worship experience, and fresh word from the throne room through the man and woman of God there. And I just praise God for being under their leadership.
Amen, amen. Love you much, sis, and I'll see you tonight.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen, amen. Some of y'all are quiet out there. We still have time to hit one and come on, because we'll be getting off the air in just a few minutes here. But I'm just so excited, and I'm so grateful for all that God is doing, all that he's done. And like she said, and others have said, if Prophet Man was praying victory, it's already here for you. You know, we believe the report of the Lord. We don't believe the report that the doctor says, you know, they say it over and over again, there's no cure, and this can't be done, and that can't be done. But, you know, I have a sister, she wasn't able to call in on today, but she's been on my show, and I tell you, she believed God before her baby was even born, and she got constant prayer. And so when her baby was born, and they told her the baby had sickle cell, this child is now about 30 years old and has never had a sickle cell crisis. So I'm telling you, it's real. It's happening. I'm not the only person with a testimony of healing. Yeah, I'm healed from sickle cell and cancer, but there are many others with that same testimony. There are many others with so many testimonies, and that can be a light to you, and that will be there on tomorrow. But I want y'all to know that this show will be here. It will continue every Saturday at 11 a.m. So if you have a testimony of healing, get in touch with me. We can bring you on the show. Once again, the event is the Red Affair on tomorrow at 5:30. We'll be at 1303 Parker Road at 3G at Kingdom Work International Ministry in Conyers, Georgia. And I thank my Apostle Zoe and Bishop Leggett for opening their doors for me. And, you know, God is so good because we are part of a ministry that, you know, encourages us and pushes us to use our gifts and our talents. And so the door is wide open for us to be able to be who we are in Kingdom Work International, in the earth, you know, in the world. And so I'm so grateful to God, you know, for that. You know, and I know I've said this so many times, but I'm telling you, there was a time that I could not be doing what I'm doing right now. And so I'm excited about that. I'm so excited about this event because it's my heart's desire to love on these people and to encourage them and inspire them and give them hope and just to let them know if I can do it, if I can be all I can be, so do you, so can you. Like Ms. Cheryl called before, yes, my heart goes out to the youth because I feel like the youth has even been looked over. I think that the youth has been, you know, put in a category and they just labeled them as all bad or all this or all that. But we have a group of young people that love the Lord. We have, there are some young people out there that are doing great things. They're doing great exploits for Christ Jesus. And we got to encourage them. We got to lift them up. We got to let them know that you can do it. Keep encouraging them to move forward. Like the young man Zaire that I told y'all, I want y'all to continue to pray for him. He's in the hospital, but he was going to be here advocating, and he was going to be rapping, and he was going to be talking. He didn't feel well enough joining us by radio this morning, but keep him in your prayers, y'all. There are some young people out there that are doing some great things for God. Not everybody is robbing and stealing and killing and doing stuff opposite of the kingdom way. There are some people that are lifting up the name of Jesus, glorify God. We have some young people that are using their gifts and talents that they were born with, and we want you to do the same thing. We want you to be all that you can be in Christ Jesus. We want you to walk in your total healing, in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul, in every area of your life. We want you to do that. Now, if you want to talk before we get off the air, you have to dial 1, and we'll bring you on. And I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful for everyone who has already called in. I thank you, Prophet Van, for praying. Thank you, Minister McKenda, for calling in. And I'm just so grateful for everything that has been done already. I mean, I feel like we're at the Red Affair already. But we're getting ready to go off the air. But I want to thank you guys for tuning in. And I hope to see you all on tomorrow at 5:30. And just be ready for a life-changing event. Prophet Van say you might not know it till a week or so later that something has changed, that pain that you have been continuing having, you don't have it anymore. You know, that headache, that back pain, that arm pain, whatever it is, that sickness, you might go back to the doctor for a regular checkup, and they say they can't find whatever it is anymore. They can't find the cancer. They don't even see no remnants of sickle cell. They don't even see lupus anymore. That's the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of results that we want from healing and from this event. That's what we want. We want the miracles of God to take place in your body, in your mind, whatever it is, whether you're playing over and over again something that the doctor said in your head. We want to dispel those things. We want to get rid of it out of your mind, and we want you to have this memory of what God has done and what God can do and will do for you in your mind and in your heart and in your spirit. And know that we love you. Know that we're here. We're with you. You don't have to wait till Saturday morning to reach out to me. You can reach out to me anytime if you are a new parent that have a child born with sickle cell and you need somebody to talk to, and or you need to be encouraged, or you're going through something, I want you to get in touch with me on social media, Tillow City Cell Foundation International. I'm there on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, and I go by Angel Henderson or Prophetess Angel. You can find me, and you can contact me anytime at 404-919-2355. If you can't make the event, you can give a donation. And so you can get in touch with us by at that number or on Facebook to find out how you can give a donation. And know that we love you. God bless you. And you're already totally healed. Be blessed.
Hi.